The new Marquette Law School poll shows tight races for Wisconsin governor and U.S. Senate. Republican Governor Scott Walker is tied with Democratic challenger Tony Evers among likely voters. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has a slight lead among likely voters over Republican Leah Vukmir. As WUWM's Mayan Silver reports, the survey did not just ask voters for their preferences on candidates, but also about the issues that matter to them.
The most recent Marquette Law School poll was conducted after last week's statewide primary elections. The poll asked 800 registered voters who they preferred for governor and U.S. Senate. Among likely voters who said they were certain to vote in the upcoming midterms, Republican Governor Scott Walker and Democrat Tony Evers both received 46% of the vote. Among likely voters, Democrat Tammy Baldwin had 49% supporting her, and Republican Leah Vukmir received 47%. Poll director Charles Franklin isn't surprised by how close the races are at this point. He says the same thing happened in the midterm elections 4 years ago.
And the question is, how does it play out over the campaign as both sides have to make their cases and we find out which one's more persuasive?
According to registered voters, the important issues facing Wisconsin are jobs and the economy, K-12 education, and health coverage. Voters have shifted significantly on whether to cut property taxes or spend more money on schools. In 2013, almost 50% of people responding preferred to reduce property taxes. Now, by a 2-to-1 majority, more people think it's important to spend money on schools. Danette Lank, a voter who attended the presentation on the poll results at Marquette, took note.
I was particularly surprised by the extent to which the public is concerned about education, and taxes is way down on their list. And that's a change from what I've seen in the past, and I thought that was a really interesting evolution.
Poll director Franklin had a hypothesis for the uptick in support for education. He says after almost 8 years of minimal tax increases under Governor Walker, when, as he says, the shoe doesn't pinch as much, people can shift their priorities. But he added,
I think the other is that in our data, it's very clear that the change took place around 2015 when the state budget included some cuts to K-12 that were very controversial. And it looks like public opinion started to shift at that time. So in that, I think it's connected with actual changes in the state budget over time as well.
The two candidates for governor this year are both closely associated with education. Evers being head of the State Department of Public Instruction, and Walker having taken on issues of teachers' unions and education over his terms. Franklin says it's up to the campaigns to figure out how to attack education and the other issues to try and sway voters to their side. But it all comes down to who actually goes to the polls to cast ballots in November. According to Franklin, the recent survey showed Republicans and Democrats are just as enthusiastic, with Republicans having a slight advantage. This will not necessarily stay consistent, says Franklin.
But the fact that we've gone through a year in which Democrats have held an advantage, and now it's essentially a wash or a shade advantage to Republicans, I think is notable. However, enthusiasm waxes and wanes within the parties, and this is not a fixed, immutable feature of individuals.
He mentioned that the Democrats also tend to have issues getting their base, which includes younger voters, to the polls. Franklin will release more polls as we get closer to Election Day. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM.